Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, July 24th, 2012. The Israeli military stepped up its presence and military actions in Hebron on the fourth day of Ramadan. Homes were raided in the old city of Hebron, where Saeed Al-Kaki, 18, was taken away by the army, as was 22-year-old Mohammed Harabat in Al-Tanaka village, south of Dura. Military checkpoints were also set up at the entrance to the town. Also in Hebron, Israeli soldiers arrested two Palestinian children. Basil Matarieh, 15, was arrested by Israeli soldiers after they raided his home in Hebron. He was detained on the pretext of throwing rocks at the Israeli settlement of Kiryat Arba. Saka Sweti, 13, was also arrested after a raid on his family's home in Beit Awa, a village south of Hebron. The soldiers held his father at gunpoint, ransacked the house, and terrorized the family before taking Sweti away. Elsewhere in the West Bank, a Palestinian man was seriously injured in the Bardala district of Jenin after approaching unexploded ordnance left by the Israeli military. The man was later transported to Rafidiyah Hospital in Nablus by the Red Crescent. In international news, the Arab League has announced that it will unanimously support the Palestinian bid for statehood recognition in the United Nations General Assembly. The decision to support the Palestinian Authority's bid for statehood was considered by many to be a foregone conclusion. In the face of staunch opposition from Israel and the United States, it would have been difficult for members of the Arab League to side with them in the face of vast international support for a Palestinian state. In other international news, the United Nations Special Committee on Israeli Practices in the Occupied Territories issued a statement condemning the arrest, detention, and mistreatment of Palestinian children by the Israeli military. There are currently 192 children in detention, many of whom are under the age of 16. Finally, in news from Gaza, Akram al-Rikawi's 102-day hunger strike in an Israeli prison has come to an end after Israel agreed to his release. Prisoner rights group Adamia reported that al-Rikawi, a father of 8 children, would be returned to the Gaza Strip. The 39-year-old suffers from a range of medical conditions, including diabetes, asthma, and osteoporosis. He went on hunger strike to demand his immediate release on medical grounds. He is currently in a critical condition after being on hunger strike for over 3 months. And that's all for today from IMEMC News. This was the Tuesday, July 24th Daily News Roundup from the Occupied Palestinian Territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Jack Muir.